wiggle to be in the middle.
No?
There we go. Okay, there. I pressed the right buttons for sound.
No middle wiggle? Wiggle wiggle?
You can wiggle if you want.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. I'm gonna. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. Let me get guys, we're on the internet.
There's so many people in chat already.
Hi, chat.
Hello to Melanie and Asa and Jude, Elisa, Tracy, Knitting Purple, Liz.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, I got everybody. Hi, welcome.
It was middle of the week. I didn't think we'd have that many people. Oh, okay. Shows what I know. Due to life, travel, and my desire to sleep on a regular sleep schedule, we are live again this week.
It's just going to be a theme for June.
It's going to be a theme for June. It's just how it's working out. That's totally fine. So guys, let's do episode 375 of the podcast and let's see how badly we mashed this up by. So do not look up a word for you for today. Okay, cool. Guys, welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We're two friends in Viber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Justin and my co-host is
Diana.
I have successfully made it back home to Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Diana currently calls Waterloo, Ontario, home. So, keeping in mind that this is a podcast and we have done absolutely no prep because Diana needed eyebrows and I needed to find my glasses. I don't know how many projects she has. So, I'm gonna take a sip.
Count.
I'm going to take a sip of my lovely decaf coffee from Norway. Asa, thank you. You send me the best decaf coffee. And count my whips, because I also don't know how many I
have. I'm going to go
We're doing great today.
Three that I can talk about.
Okay. I have a clarifying question. I have one, I have two, I have three, I have four. I either have five or the fifth has to count individually, and in which case I have more than five.
Either way, you have more, so I think you can go first. Oh, the chat has chosen the word allotment for me.
Allotment? Excellent. Well, I either talk about each, because I bought yarn, because of course I bought yarn. I was out visiting my mom. I either talk about the dishcloths I made individually or all together. So I either have five things or 10 things. Probably five.
I would like it better if you only had five things.
Five things? We will count them all as one group then. That's what we'll do. In fact, we'll start with the FO train, right? Everybody loves a good FO train. I went to Saskatoon so that we could go out to Bigger Saskatchewan for the Bigger Fiber Festival. I went with Aaron because I was the booth babe at Fireweed Fiber Co's booth. Delight as always. Mr. Tristan did all the social mediaing from home and me and Aaron did all the knitting in person. However, the day before, there's a new yarn shop. I was going to look up the name of the new yarn shop in Saskatoon. Son of a water buffalo. I will try to track that down as the episode goes on. Anyway, I secured a ball of very, very pretty white cotton with some purpley flex and some purple scrubby yarn to make scrubby dishcloths. As you can tell from the floppiness of this little cotton ball, mm-hmm. This is a freaking gorgeous cotton. I know the ball band is somewhere in my suitcase with all my other ball bands. Like, I'm down to the dredges, like the receipts and the ball band labels and the, you know, the odds and ends you still need to put away from travel that you never want to put away. When I track it down, I will make sure to mark it somewhere because I think I need a t-shirt or a sweater quantity for crochet in this yarn. It is that freaking soft. It is so damn nice. I can't show you the second face cloth scrubby, like bath, like person body scrubby I made because it's already in the shower. I used it today, but I made two body people scrubbies because you need body people scrubbies. And I made four, two, three, four. Oh, I would have had 11 things. I made four just solid granny square dishcloth scrubbies.
They're so cheerful.
Bye-bye. Apparently this one I decided was an octagon. Whatever, who cares? So I did that. And I think I got all but one corner. Oh, that's why. That one round stretched out because this one's got the... And I used all 50 grams of my scrubby. Like, it didn't make quite... My 50-gram scrubby didn't quite make it to the end of the last one. So I had a little bit of just straight cotton on the one end. I don't care. It's fine. It's just, they're just for me, so it's all right. So I have a whole bunch of new dishcloth scrubbies. So I can't show you the purple scrubby yarn because it's already in the dishcloth. But I had a deep purple dish scrubby, which is, it's a plastic scrubby yarn, right? And I held it with the white cotton yarn with the purple flecks on it. So you can see the purple flecks really pop up. So I've got some ends to weave in, but I technically finished all those items, which was what I was working on yesterday instead of working on my sleeves for the scrubby. But you know what? I'm happy, and I can confirm that the body scrubby for the shower is the perfect amount of removed first layer of skin from your body. It's not like plastic loofah, so soft, why are you bothering? Nor is it super hard, natural, super firm loofah that you wouldn't want to stick in inappropriate places. It's the right balance between the two.
I see.
So I need more of that scrubby yarn, and I need more cotton yarn. Because I need to make more, because the dishcloths and hot pads are on the Christmas wish list this year from the siblings, so... But I was doing that last night while I was listening to an audiobook instead of what I was supposed to be working on. And I went, ooh, okay, I hope Diana has some finishes because, oh my, just blared through a whole bunch of things today. Super enjoyable. So the new yarn store, I got to go find the name. Internet, give you guys, if chat finds the name first, it's on 2nd Street. It just opened. anyway, they have a whole... First off, they have more crochet hooks than knitting needles for selection.
Ooh. Which was fantastic. A yarn store that actually caters to crocheters?
I know, right?
Is that allowed?
Oh, I'm so happy it is. They had a huge selection of those yarn rings. I bought one. My mom bought me one. Which I have. I haven't even pulled it out of the bag yet to try my crochet stuff with. So that yarn threads through the top here. That you sit the ring where you would normally have your yarn thread over your hand to help prevent bruising and blistering on your hands and stuff. So that rope wear we all get. It's to help mitigate the rope wear.
How do anyway, y'all pull in your yarn?
Well, we've discussed my gauge many times.
This is true. I personally do not have this problem.
Okay. I mean, it's also an excuse to buy cute plastic rings to wear on your fingers while you're crafting.
This to is even also out your true. Tension.
So, there's that. But they had an amazing cotton selection. Like, amazing cotton selection. So I was super stoked. They had a little section towards the back where they will take back 3/4 and full single skein yarns with the ball band.
Ooh.
And give you store credit towards another purchase. So, like, you could go in to go find, like, a one-off ball for amigurumi or for, like, you need a little something on the set. So they have a system set up to reduce and reuse yarn in the store right there for you.
So what do they reuse the yarn for?
They resell it.
Oh.
It sits on the shelves in the reclaimed section, and you can go give yarn a new home if it's something that you can use, rather than just having it sit in your house and doing nothing.
So you don't end up with all those like half and 3/4 skeins because you only needed a tiny little bit of that last skein for that one project.
Yeah.
That's so smart. And then you only need like half a skein for something. Just go buy half a skein.
You can just go buy half a skein of what it is that you want, right? Like, just, oh, I was so excited when we were reading that. I was just like, that's conscientious consumerism. No, you don't get money back. You get store credit, so you're spending it in the store. But let's be honest, we would be spending the money in the store anyway.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, Store credit's fine. So I was just, I was so tickled. Yeah, we were picking up the different balls that they had in there. There was nothing in there that I needed, so I left it. But, I was just, so delighted. I bought a sweater quantity for mom. I'll talk about it later. But yeah, I was tickled pink. Delightful. The gentleman who was working the floor was super helpful and very patient with the two blind ladies in the store, because obviously we went with mom. Me and Aaron went with mom. And we all came trooping in with our canes and our volume and our talking. He handled us pretty well, so it was good. He had answered questions, opened up packages, let me touch things to figure out what was going on, helped size rings. Like, a very knowledgeable gentleman. And I was so delighted to get good customer service. You know how I feel about customer service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit of a stickler about it.
I mean, the bar is kind of low when good customer service is that they talk to you and not the person you're with.
I worked retail for 15 years. You have to get, like, if you can't do basic customer service, like it's your first job, I really have no patience for you. It's not the right field. Get out. You do not fit here. This is not the job for you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Trust me, there are people out there that like interacting with people that much in a day. I know I am one. We exist. Weird. We are real. We enjoy that. Myths. Leave those jobs for us. It's fine. There is a job that is better for you. And if you can't do customer service better than it's your first job and you're a teenager, that is not the field for you. It would be like me working in coding. It's not the field for me. It's not the field for me.
The question I ask in job interviews is how often I would have to interact with clients, and that answer better be never.
Yeah, whereas I always want to interact with clients, so I got derailed. I finished a whole bunch of dishcloths and face cloths, and I'm very happy, and I need more scrubby yarn, and I need more cotton yarn, because I've got dishcloths and hot pads for Christmas to make this year, so such a bloody nice cotton. Like, you're here next week. Guys, Diana's here next week. I'm going to make her feel this.
Yes, I will smoosh
it. And I'm going to find the ball band because, oh my god, it's soft. It's still worsted weight. It's still a winter garment. But if I crochet a cardigan, I wear crocheted worsted weight cardigans in the wintertime. So it'd be fine. Maybe I knit a moon bow, but instead of in bulky, I knit it in worsted so it's smaller.
Mm.
I've got thoughts. There's thoughts and plans. Diana, do I need to go again? I still have one, two, three things.
Is this the yarn store?
I'm going to look it up.
We just opened a local yarn store in Saskatoon. Mara Giles Creations? I wanted to be Marvelous Creations, but there's a J in there.
Since all I was told is, oh, hey, look, we found a store. When I got there, I don't know the name of it. It's on 2nd Street, I think. And no, guys, I didn't see the sign. Come on now. It's me. We all know I didn't see the sign.
Located at 716 2nd Avenue North, Saskatoon.
Yes, that sounds right. Yeah, cool. 716 2nd Street. Yes, that's the store.
Because Dad was talking about the location.
Hello! So, super delightful.
Her local yarn store has a destash sale once a year for store credit.
Yeah.
I did last year.
Oh. It's also, so good because
there's a very slight echo of me coming through your end sometimes. But not now, of course.
I can't help you with that.
I don't know what's going on.
If I don't have you cranked up, I can't hear you.
Carry on then, I'll figure it out. Yeah, now it's not
so
there.
I'm just like, whatever.
It's fine.
So, no, I enjoyed the store, and it was delightful to go check out, so very happy that we did that. And they had Midnight Cravings, and they had the local indie yarn knitters too, so I was so excited to see they didn't just do commercial yarn, right? Like, commercial yarn is great. We need commercial yarn for things, but we also need those indie dyers to get space in stores so other people can find them.
Yep.
You know? You knows? Also, I get to squish Midnight Craving yarn. It always makes me happy. Oh, I love those girls' yarn so much.
Yeah, I'm staring at a bunch of it right now for the unnamed project.
You can name the project. We just really can't show much of it because it's a design. It's the Choose Your Own Adventure sweater. It's the Choose Your Own Adventure sweater. We're doing it again. Only it's not a mystery, because I refuse. I refuse. Yeah, I've now done mysteries twice, and never again. I'm putting a never on that. I do not have the patience for that volume of work. And kudos to humans who do. It's not me.
No more mysteries. And I picked easier lace this time. Don't worry, guys. I had regrets about the shawl.
There was so much weird lace in the first one. That's fine. But me and Diana are the we're making it stage, so don't ask. We are not ready. Don't ask. We are not
later.
Ready.
Later.
Later.
Anyway, later. It's the thing I can't really talk about that other than there's a bunch of midday cravings sitting here being pretty.
That's okay. I've got the same problem with my urine. I'm staring at it going, oh, but it's not time. I have work to do first before I can cast that on. So I have more finished objects. I have one more finished object. I have two more finished objects. And I have a project to talk about.
Well, so why don't you do another finished object or two, and then I'll jump in with some of mine.
You only have like two things?
I have
some days.
Three things, but two of them are finishes.
Oh, and I have an additional three items still. Okay, so I'll go one more time. In the realm of I need to make things. Technically, it's a finish, so it might not be a finish. Listen, we got to discuss. I need a floor mat that sits in front of the bathtub. And this is out of scrap cotton. Just whipped up a floor mat that fits the space. So it's not as big as a commercial floor mat. For tubs, because I don't have that much. Diana can tell you I do not have that much space in my bathroom.
This is true.
I do not. It is a very small bathroom. But this fits perfectly. I can't make it any bigger than this. And technically, I'm done. Like, I could just put it down on the floor and use it.
It's very cute.
It's very cute. It's just too cotton. Like, it's obviously, I'm using 100% cotton, not cotton acrylic, not cotton wool, not straight up cotton, because cotton acrylic when it's wet feels weird. Cotton wool when it's wet does strange things. Or straight up cotton. I started with two granny squares in different colors, and then I just like connected them in the round, and then alternating single crochet rounds with half double crochet rounds, and then for fun I gave it a granny square kind of border on the outside edge.
Really cute.
It turned out really cute, right?
I'm loving this cottage core theme you've got going on. It's very cute.
Oh my
cute.
God. Apparently I've just turned into my great-grandmother's vibes, and that's just it. I'm living my best cottage core. I can't decide if I should leave it single layer, if I should make another one that's like striped, like similar, just again, more cotton scraps, and have it doubled so that I have double layer cotton squishy under my feet.
Hmm.
It's a debate. I don't know. What do you think, chat? Leave it single. Okay, now listen. Before you jump in and say single layer, because then you're done. That's not the question I'm asking. I'm asking, should I have single layer or double layer? This took 4 hours. I can simply make a second layer tonight and be done. This is not adding to my workload. This is one evening. I'm bored. I make a second layer. I can't decide because I keep folding it in half going, oh, could be nice to have that extra squishy underfoot, right?
This sounds like you probably want a double layer.
I probably want a double layer. Double layer? Okay. I just need someone to say, no, Jocelyn, you're being ridiculous. And no one is saying, Jocelyn, you're being ridiculous. Okay, so I'm going to do a double layer. So we'll see this again.
Second double. Yeah. Three votes for double.
Three votes for double? Double it is. I can't promise next week because I've got stuff on my plate, but if I've got a random, oh my God, I need a break from work knitting, I will work on a second layer for this. And I, of course, will make it look different. That way you get two different looks for one thing.
That is, in fact, exactly what Knitting Purple has just said. Double layer, solid stripes, then could be reversible.
Yeah, reversible.
Also pointing out, how long will it take to dry, though, if it's two layers?
Not that long. I dry everything by hand. The longest thing that takes to dry is my body towels, which are beach towels. Listen, if it's not a beach towel size, if it is not a beach towel size, it is not long enough. I want the width. It's not long enough width-wise to cover my torso and my posterior. It's not long enough. Length-wise, a regular bath towel kind of goes around the girls. It's not pretty, but we can make it. But it's too short. I'm showing my butt. And I don't like doing that. I like being encased in towel.
Yeah, especially if it's like the squishy hotel towel, but like the nice hotel towel, not the cheap hotel towel.
not the cheap, no, nobody likes the cheap hotel towels, but like that, I like that encased from like lower upper thigh to under my armpits. Like, I want coverage. Even better, my mom says I get to have the very large beach towel at her house that I use all the time when I'm over, and that thing hits my knees. It's so big.
Oh, God.
That's going to take forever to dry. This will just get draped over the edge of the tub after I get it out of showers and stuff, and it'll be dry before I shower again. That's not going to take that long.
Everybody's
and in the winter,
double.
I can put it on a steam heat radiator and dry it even faster.
Half an hour done.
Half an hour done. It could be more like an hour or two to get it fully heat from the heat, but that's okay. Not that long. The bath sheets take longer. the bath towels take longer. And yeah, I dry those by hand. They hang dry. All year round, guys. I hang laundry entirely. Laundry gets hung entirely or laid flat to dry, and it gets hand washed. I'm crazy. I have two things left, so you gotta go now.
I gotta go now. Okay. Do we want crochet or spinning?
Spinning.
Okay, so I discovered that I still had some of this white on a bobbin for my eel wheel, and I'm like, ooh, I should get that off. So I learned how to make a plying bracelet,
ooh,
and
nice.
Then they got a 2-ply little bit of yarn out of it to go with the, I assume, roughly 100 other grams that I put somewhere.
Somewhere.
Well, because I didn't know what to do with this bit, because it was just hanging out. It was like the last little leftover bit on a bobbin. Spool, spindle, bobbin. So I know what to do with it now, and I did it, and it's done, and it's lovely. It's cute little, probably 20, I didn't weigh it at all, but it's probably 20-ish grams.
What colors did that come in, for all the people who don't watch us but listen to us?
For all the listeners, it's gray. It's 3 different shades of gray. It's just gray. Very neutral.
Light gray, dark gray, medium gray, dove gray, stone gray, gargoyle gray, imperial gray.
A little flecks of like a beigey brown, like a sandy brown.
Okay.
Yeah. It's neutral gray with neutral brown for a pop of color.
Oh God, that neutral brown is your pop of color is sad. It's just sad. Yeah.
50 shades of gray, says Asa. No, more like 5.
More like 5.
More like 5. Not that fancy.
So good.
But then the other more exciting thing is the plies that I did on Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. Because Esmeralda doesn't want to spin clockwise, so I can't ply on her. I can only spin singles.
Yes.
But I plied them together. And wound it off.
Oh, lovely.
And look at this. Look at this. I also haven't weighed this, but it's roughly 100 grams of
fiber.
Well, I was going to try and say what weight of yarn this is, but I'm going to have to guess that it's averaging sport weight, but it's as thin as fingering and as thick as worsted, but it's on average about DK sport. It's, you know, it's hand spun. But, you know, it actually held together, and I'm really proud of it. I feel like I could actually make something out of this, and it gradiated the way that I hoped.
Very lovely. This was the imaginary friend?
This was the imaginary friend, so it's superwash merino. I started out, I split the fiber, the initial fiber braid down the middle, so each side went from white into red, and then into green, and then blue.
Yeah.
And it actually, when I spun them together, it actually kind of sort of worked. Not, there's definitely some barber pulling going on, more than I think I maybe wanted, but I think if you were to knit it into like a triangular shawl and look at it from a distance, I think it would work.
I think it'd be fine. I'm excited with how it turned out.
I again had a leftover bit, so I made a plying bracelet, and now I have just a bit of the blue-green stuff.
Okay. That's cute.
Of a similar variegated weight. But I think this could make a fun, like, really basic triangle shawl or something.
I think it would be delightful.
If you started at, like, the bottom point and then just, like, all the increases and then just... Or do an asymmetrical shawl.
Ooh, an asymmetrical would be fun.
I have thoughts.
You have thoughts?
I have thoughts. Anyway, Okay. There's my finishes. I actually finished some spinning. To that end, I now have an eel wheel with two empty bobbins. Should I pack that?
Yes, because I would like to try to get closer to the spinning wheel. Oh yeah, I knew. I remember when I put the request in. It could take up to a year. I wasn't concerned about it, but yes, if you're okay with loaning it to me for a bit.
Okay. It should fit in the suitcase, no problem. I don't think we're that heavy on the packing. So,
well, make sure to leave space to bring things home, because there's no way you aren't given things to take home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, that space will be left over to bring things home in.
Yes. Which is good, because I'm giving you things when you get here, so that space is already spoken for.
Oh, great. So, smoosh. It's so smoosh. It's so smoosh.
It is very smoosh. Oh, I love hand spun. It's so lovely. I need you to knit with your hand spun. It's time.
Yeah, well, so I still haven't figured out what I'm casting on for our solstice thing next week, and I need to figure that out, like, today or tomorrow so I can pack it.
So oh my god, we totally forgot to do that yesterday.
Yeah, we totally did. We spent all afternoon on a call and we didn't do that step.
Oh boy, cool. We were doing great yesterday. Whatever, we got a lot of work done yesterday. What are you talking about? We were very productive.
Should I just cast on that triangle shawl or whatever with this? Should I cast on some kind of shawl with this? Should I use my hands?
Well, I'm thinking... You've got those lovely curls, that book of curl shawls.
Yeah, you're right, I do. I think I have both the books.
Yes, you do. And you could do a curl for like a nice, lightweight, small, one skein wonder sort of idea.
I like the way you think.
I like the way I think, too. I happen to be fond of my way of thinking.
Asa's like, so you started working when I left?
Pretty much, now. Yeah.
Hey, now. I actually don't remember. Okay, well, maybe that's my solstice cast on. Maybe I cast on with my handspun.
I think that'd be a good idea. Listen, I had so many quizzes to generate for that Choose Your Own Adventure sweater. There were many questions. I had to go find questions and think of questions and then make up answers. Oh, I think it was like 3 hours just doing that. It's a lot of work, guys. I like the idea because you like the curl books. You like the idea of the curl books. And they are statement pieces. And your hand spun is a statement piece.
I'm actually confident that the skein will hold together enough to knit with.
Yeah. And if you get some variation, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. I'll pick something real basic and... I think that could be lovely.
Have you given that its wash, its thwack? Has it had its bath?
It probably should have a bath.
It needs to have a bath and a thwack, my dear.
Otherwise, I'll end up with knobbly knitting, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you can do that when you get here. Like, you can do it and just leave it hanging up, drying in a tub, like in the basement. In the bathroom off the kitchen on the main floor in your mother-in-law's house. You could leave it hanging up to dry in there while you guys go to the cabin.
Potentially. I mean, I have stuff I do still need to wash before we go. I think I can wash it and have it dry before I need to pack it.
I have no idea. I don't know when you fly out on Friday. I have no idea if you'll be washing it today.
If you wash today,
so then I'd say sure, but I don't know when you're doing the bathing part of the equation, so I'm not sure.
We'll see. Totally know. I might be staying up late to do laundry tonight.
Fair. I'm excited. I like that. I think it's a good idea. Your hand spun for a curl shawl.
Oh, nobody's saying no. So while you talk about your thing, I'll fetch the curl shawl and then I can show people what we're talking about. Not the shawl, the books.
The books on my light gray dongle tweed. That I've had for a hot minute because I bought it way back in the day at a one-day Norwood Naughty Knitter Day Festival in like January. I love it. It's the only winter yarn festival I've ever been to, and it's always good fun. I have casted on a fingering weight version of the triangle Endless Summer Adventure shawl. I was making a worsted weight version. Everybody will know Louise as my check-in thing. I'm using the monthly check-ins with Louise to help work on design so that I can get stuff done. So I was going to just release the worsted weight shawl and be done with it, but I can't. I never just release a shawl as is. I have to build some variability into it. So I'm doing a fingering weight version as well. I can't, guys. I always give shawls in two different sizes or two different weights. I always give sweaters with different types of sleeves. I have to have some variability in my patterns. It just drives me nuts if I don't. So I'm slowly working through the first half of the triangle version in fingering weight. The pattern's already written. I'm literally just writing the pattern. However, I can officially say I'm done with worsted one.
Magazines.
Well, that'll do it. And I'm doing the fingering weight version because I've finished the worsted weight version.
Ooh, sparkle.
I have not washed and blocked this yet. I was showing it to Louise on Sunday when we did the check-in because it would not be dry. I got home late on Monday and I unpacked mostly. Then I went to sleep because I was tired. And yesterday was full work day, so I need to wash and block this once we're done our stream today. And then I can make the tassels because she needs tassels. She needs tassels. Mm-hmm, and we need a good block. And then I can work on finishing the fingering weight version of it. So I have a finish, but I also have it on fingering weight yarn at the same time. I cannot wait for Halloween and cooler weather. Look at this black rainbow sparkle. Look at this black rainbow sparkle. This like slime green at the bottom. I know technically it's neon green. It looks slime greeny.
I love that.
But it's so
not
cute.
Lime green, it's slime green.
It's slime green. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. The tassels are going to be mostly green with just like little bits of black in it. Just to finish off the look really well. So I'm very excited with that. But that makes for many, many FOs in one go. Put it over there. That's actually the yarn. Did we ever release that yarn review, Diana?
It's a great question. I don't know.
Silence on her end. That does not bode well, guys. At some point, Diana needs to let that review go. Because we've reviewed that yarn. Because it's nice, budget-friendly yarn. Right.
Also says no. Sorry, guys. I'm falling down on my editing duties.
Hey, you've tried it. You've decided you don't like it. I've taken it back, but I really need you to get that out either before you leave or as soon as you get home.
Yes.
And whatever you don't get out, you need to put another Stardew out before you leave if you don't get that one.
Stardew, I actually have ready to go.
Stardew should definitely go out this week because their YouTube memberships are finally fixed.
Oh, thank you.
That was some work.
God.
But that's okay. You can now chill and craft while we try to figure out how to farm. It's fine.
Don't do it with bombs. Farming with bombs, bad idea.
Yeah, that was delightful. Not as funny as when you blew yourself up in Viscera cleanup detail, but that's an After Dark thing. Diana and bombs. Diana and bombs.
If there's a way to blow myself up, I will figure it out.
She will figure it out. That's the moral of the story. Do not give Diana a bomb.
I should never be allowed near fireworks in real life.
No, really not. It's such a bad idea. While Diana talks about our next thing, I'm going to go back to what I'm working on, which is the fingering weight version of the shawl. I was just going to do worsted. I was going to let it go. I can't. I just can't. I need to have a... It's not going to be just a solid gray. I'm going to fade into the purple Holst I have. So it's going to end up being a 300 gram skein shawl, which is a Jocelyn size shawl. Usually anything of three skeins or more is a Jocelyn size shawl in my brain. So I'm still in the purple. I'm still in my gray, so I need to get into my purples. But I've got 450-gram skeins of various shades of purple, so I'm going to work from the lightest purple, and I'm going to fade into the darkest purple at the end. And I'm going to save some gray and some of each of the purples so that the tassels can be gray and all four shades of purple. I think that'll be cute. Of course, I love tassels. It's a Jocelyn shawl. All right, I need to count how many garter rows I have, so you got to go.
Okay. I found the Curls books.
Oh, good.
So, just what we're talking about, we're talking about sort of small size shawls. So, one example is I will not get this fancy with it. I will pick something simpler. Or there's like this more like scarfy one on the back. But the point is they're sort of crescent shaped. And they just kind of spiral, and you just can just, oh my god, keep doing them until you run out of yarn, which is perfect for a handspun of indeterminate length. And they also work at any weight. So I'm going to have fun choosing a shape.
Choosing a lace.
Well, yes, yeah, sorry, not a shape, a lace. A shape of lace. How's that? Anyway, that's a later problem. I have another finish. Mr. Diana requested Excellent. That his little Triceratops should have a friend. And I asked him if he had a preference on type of dinosaur. And he said Ankylosaurus. And then it turns out that the same website that had the Triceratops pattern had an Ankylosaurus pattern. So...
Alrighty. We have
a little Ankylosaurus, a little chubby Ankylosaurus. He's so chubby. He's so chubby.
He is. He's thick.
He's round.
He's so cute.
Weep, weep.
Oh my god.
Thwack, thwack, thwack.
Okay. He's adorable.
I have to say, this pattern was not as good as the Triceratops pattern, which Ooh. Is weird because this was a paid pattern. And the Triceratops was free, and the Triceratops pattern is better.
Well then, that's not something you say very often.
No, particularly no. with the positioning of the little beans on the top. I had to like make modifications, otherwise they would have just like spiraled off like this.
Oh, that would have been weird.
Yeah. And he's supposed to have side spikes, and they have you make those first. It's just like a series of chains and like picos. But I made that, and it's way too long.
Mm.
So he just doesn't have side spikes, because it was late and I wanted it to be done, and this pattern was annoying and fiddly, and honestly don't recommend this pattern. I think there are better Ankylosaurus patterns in the universe.
I will confess, I don't have the focus to tell what color that.
He is green. Oh, and his eyes are lopsided and everything. Wow, that's on me. The eyes are on me. I did not stick those in the same. Well, I did stick them in the same row, but oh dear. His eyes are super not even. He's just very off kilter. What was that's I saying? Fine. He's green. He's green with mustard yellow bony spots. I don't know.
Bone plates?
Yep. Armor bits.
Armor bits? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like I can probably come up with a slightly better pattern. Same idea, but like, take this as inspiration, but do it a little different. Because his eyes are like not the same distance back on his head.
Yeah, you made him a little crazy.
He's a little lopsided. He didn't work out very
well.
He's
got a slightly unhinged set of eyeballs going on there.
Yeah. So, I don't know, something to revisit. But anyway, he's done, and he matches Unts, the green Triceratops.
Good.
Asa says, I wonder where my purple Triceratops is. Shush you.
That's what I have be to careful say to that. She'll start telling you she's rejecting your reality and... starting her own, which is the stage she's at when I remind her about things. Remember that thing you said you were going to do?
Shush. No. I said no such thing.
No such thing. Oh my god. Okay. Well, I have one more thing, and then I have the second thing I bought from the craft store, from the new yarn store, and then I'm done. I don't know where you're at. Are you out of projects?
Got one more thing. I mean, technically, I worked on a little more spinning, but nah.
Okay. I understand. We're at that stage.
I didn't work on it. I worked on it long enough to make real. I don't think that really counts.
In a Halloween bag. For at some point, I would like to have a bazillion Halloween knitting project bags. I have goals in my life. I have reshoved in all of the small balls of yarn, all four balls of yarn, that I've been using to make the Scrappy V. Now, the Scrappy V was stuck with me in the car for 8 hours, so we got a lot of progress done. A lot of progress done. I was, if everybody remembers, if you're new, you might not, so here we go, we'll run through the deets. I am working on the Scrappy V sweater. I'm using 4 skeins of fingering weight yarn from Erin of Fireweed Fabric Co. These are actually stash skeins. 3 of them are Bird Club colorways. 1 of them is from the Star Trek Club colorways. They look pretty together, so after that, I don't particularly care. The important part is that it looks good, right?
Yeah.
So the color rotation is 1 through 4 or A through D. Now I had split from my sleeves and I was making slow progress down my sleeves. And I was at color D on the body. And I am at color, I've gone through a rotation. So I've done color D on the body and then I did color A and then I did color B and now I'm back to color C. So my sleeves are 2 color sections away from being finished.
Nice.
And that's then I will just have body knitting. Like, it's a lot of progress. I wanted to get the sleeves done yesterday, but instead I absolutely made washcloth.
Still productive.
Still productive. So I have 2 more color, like I gotta get through 1 more color rotation. So the next time I'm back at color A, which is this Red Wing Blackbird, I'm doing the cuff on an elbow, slightly longer than elbow length sleeve for me. And then I will just have to do rounds until I have run out of yarn. Is my color A to do my hem on my Red Wing Blackbird. So significant progress was made in the car because I was stuck in the car for 8 hours on the drive to Saskatoon with nothing else to do but chat with Erin and knit. So a lot of progress got.
Sounds like a very terrible happy time. 8 hours of knitting and chatting.
Such well, that punishment. Seems delightful. Absolutely delightful. So I am going to continue work on this because I need this for other. I know I'm not working on the sleeves tonight. I'm going to have to work on the sleeves tomorrow because tonight I've got the boys coming over to play Underworld. So I need something that requires absolutely no concentration. And I have to pay a bit of attention because I'm changing colors every 2 inches. Though that change color every 2 inches. Oh my god, it has been great for keeping me from getting bored.
Interesting.
Because just about the point where I'm like, oh my god, will this never end? I look and I go, wait a minute, I'm almost at a color change! Yeah, color change! And that helps so much. It helps so much, you guys, being able to change colors. And it feels so slow because I'm doing the sleeves at the same time. It's so slow.
It's going to whoosh when you get sleeves done.
Once the sleeves are done and I'm working on that body, I can be like, but the sleeves are done. You don't, there's nothing to pick up. Once you're done that bottom hemming, you're finished. Oh my god, that's going to feel so good. I just got to get through the sleeves. It's not too bad. I want sleeves that are a little over 11 inches in length. So I'm at color C. I need to get back to color A. Because next time at color A, that'll be hem for the sleeves. Or cuffs, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But we run the gambit through blues and reds, blacks, and it's a cacophony of color. But it's the colors all work together. And we're loud, but we're not like neon in your face loud. But that Red Wing Blackbird, that pops. Boisterous conversation, but that Red Wing Blackbird, she pops real nice, so I'm very happy with it. And if it fits the way I'm hoping it's going to fit, it'll be like the Wood Woes. I'm gonna have to figure out how to always have one on the needle. The only reason I haven't recast it on the Wood Woes is because all of my 4mm needles are in use right now. I either need more needles or I need to... Trust me, the temptation is to just get more needles.
I understand. I guess, well, I should talk about
but
it.
That's, that is my last thing. I just have my other yarn that I got.
As we not record, we stream. I'm working on my sock. It's continuing on. Disregard that stitch marker. It was just marking the front of the sock.
Okay.
That's not actually how much progress I've made since last week.
I was ready to get excited.
I don't remember where I was at last week, honestly. But, you know, probably another inch or two of progress.
Whoa.
So that is out of...
Guys, don't say she can knit on the airplane. She never knits on an airplane.
I never knit on the airplane. I sleep on the airplane every time.
There is no knitting on airplanes for Diana. There is...
I knit in the
Diana
airport
doesn't travel
the airplane sometimes. No, I just sleep. Like, I'm out before we get... Like, as we're getting to leveling off, I just drop right off, and then I'm out until we're landing. It's great. It's about the only way to survive economy. Anyway, this yarn is There's Coffee in That Nebula, and it is pink, purple, magenta, little bits of yellow from Fireweed Fiber Co. Mm-hmm.
So good.
And it is lovely and happy, and I love it. Yeah. This is the second sock, so maybe in a week I'll have a pair of socks.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That'd be good.
Because this is definitely getting packed as one of the projects that's coming on the trip.
Okay.
Because it's small and easy to pick up and put down.
Fair, because you're out at the cabin on the weekend, so you'll have your niece and nephew. There will not be a lot of knitting time.
No, there will not be a lot of personal space.
Also that.
Although nephew
also,
is
also that.
12 now, so he might be teenagering more.
He'll be getting there. He'll be getting
there. We'll see. Had the terrible realization the other day that people that I dance with are closer in age to my nephew than to me.
Yes.
And then I felt really old. Slowly coming to terms with it. That's weird.
Let me know how that works for you.
I'll let you know when I stop feeling slightly nauseous at the idea. It's not that I don't want to, like, grow up or, like, get older. That's fine. It's the when your internal sense of self doesn't match what's actually reality, and that disconnect is what I'm struggling with.
I suppose it depends on whether or not you buy into what the social mores are for age.
I don't. I have an image of myself in my head, and every so often I'm reminded that that's not actually how reality is. And it's just uncomfortable when that happens. See, Tracy gets it. She says, I'm 30 in my brain.
No, I'm 40. I'm 41. I worked really hard to get to this age. I'm 41. I'm also 41 that will walk around wearing deep V's that 19-year-olds would wear. Because I'm not going to wear what a 40-year-old woman should wear. I'm going to wear what I like.
I think I stopped somewhere around 26, and it's just... I'm very surprised every time I discover I'm 33.
No. No. No,
it's just,
I'm
it's
happy.
A surprise every time.
I am ecstatic to be my age. I have put in way too much work not to be proud of the age I've reached.
Also says, sometimes I'm 6 and sometimes I'm 90. I will second that.
Like, my humor's 12. My humor's 12. It's all about fart jokes, people. All about fart jokes. I am aware of this.
Fart jokes are good, okay?
Fart jokes?
Fart jokes
fart
are
jokes
always
are
funny.
Classics. Fart jokes are classic. If Shakespeare can make fart jokes and you can have fart jokes in medieval texts, I too can also enjoy a good fart joke. Just say it. All right, I suppose I should talk about
Oh, at some point in one play in high school, we came across a part and we're like, wait, did Shakespeare just make a yo mama joke?
Oh, yeah, he's the original slang joke. He does the yo mama, he does the fart jokes, he does the poop jokes, he does the... He is not highbrow. He is not highbrow. He is for the common folk. He is for the drunk dude in the front who heckles and throws tomatoes. That is who Shakespeare wrote for. So whatever your English teacher told you was inaccurate. That is not what Shakespeare is. Shakespeare is a
was all about the yeah that was a yo mama joke. There's lots of those, there's what?
Yeah. I love Shakespeare. He is so crass. It is delightful.
It got, she fully had to explain some things, but we're like, wait, that was a dirty joke! She's like, yeah, there's lots of them. Suddenly we were more into Shakespeare.
Right? Just takes a good fart joke. In my background, I have my red cardigan, my red crochet cardigan. And my mom liked it, and I put it on, and then she made fun of me because it's, like, a dress on her. My mom is 5'4". I am nearly 6 feet tall. There is a height differential there. I also put things on her when I make them in acrylic, and I've made them for me. The sleeves are way too long. They're just too long for my mom. It is not proportioned correctly for her size. So we picked up, because I wanted to do it in a lighter weight. I want a DK weight version, because you can't wear worsted all year. I tried. I cannot do it. So I need a DK version or a fingering weight version of that. So I have DK weight yarn for myself to make a version of the red crochet cardigan, which I'm calling my favorite everyday cardigan, because the only reason I'm not wearing it today is because it's too warm. That's why I need a lighter version of it, right? So I'm going to start with my mom. And I bought some cotton fair. Yep, fair. When I was with her. And we were at the new yarn store. I made her pick a color. She picked this very pretty blue green. I forgot to ask people who can see color what color I'm looking at. I think it's a blue.
Looks blue on camera.
I think it's a blue, guys. This is a DK. It is an estimated total. I estimated a bit more than what I think my mom would need, just because better safe than sorry. And I'm going to start the ribbing. The only thing I have to adjust to make things for my mom is this length of the sleeve and the length of the body. Otherwise, our shoulders are the same size. So, well, her shoulders are a bit broader, but I have more chest. So by the time it closes at the front, it works. So I need to get started on that for her. Now that I'm home and I can do some ribbing, I'm going to get that going. I'm excited to work in the cotton fair, because like the other type of cotton, these were both new cottons that I got. I've not worked in either of these, so I was there. They had colors, like so many colors of cotton yarn in different weights. So excited. I was so excited. So I'm pumped. I need to get that on the hook this week, because I need to get it on the hook this week. They're coming down in August, I think, to return their granddaughter, who's going up in July. And to help my sister and brother-in-law with some stuff around the house. You know, house renos, repairs, the usual. The usual. So I'd like to have it done in August, because then I can give it to my birthday, which is also in August.
Nice.
Pipe dreams, and finish a choose-your-own-adventure sweater, and release a shawl pattern, and my summer's already packed. Dear heavens.
Did it to yourself?
I did. Do you know what else I did to myself? I let everybody vote on Sunday for what I'm working on in the background this month for the Louise and the monthly check-in, and it's the Endless Summer Adventure cardigan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no! What have I done?
Foolish.
I have all large projects on my plate this month, and not a single one is heavier than a DK weight yard.
Very foolish.
Cool! And I have to work on this sweater, the cardigan, and oh my god, what was voted? Two sweaters and a cardigan this month in the background. Yeah, crap.
Have fun.
I've shot myself in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Yeah. I did that to myself. Cool. Uh-huh. I just put that together. Oh god. Okay. Does everyone think I should throw Diana under the bus and make her carry the weight and have more projects for the rest of the month? Because I feel like the answer is yes.
Well, that's not happening next week because I have to travel.
I traveled and look how many finishes I had.
Okay, 10 dishcloths doesn't count.
What? I also did a bath mat.
Then I finished a bunch of skates and I made an ankylosaurus. What do you want?
Oh gosh. All right. Well, that's it. I got through all of my acquisitions. We got through all of our stuff. I think your word is allotment.
Believe my word was allotment.
We have an unscripted Patreon ad. Oh my god, you guys. I have so much to work. I'm gonna work knit while she does this. Just realized how much stuff I have to do. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Don't forget, I gotta finish
editing the first series for the YouTube for my own YouTube channel, which talks about stash busting that I want to do. My workload keeps getting bigger. Okay. I'm fine. I'm doing an eyelet lace row. It's good, guys. I need a mug like Diana's. Except it says fine. It's gonna be like, we're good. Don't worry, I got this. Don't worry, I got it. Or hold my tea instead of hold my beer.
I like it. Okay. If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you can do so at patreon.com/northernknitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we chat about all manner of things, and you can get your daily allotment of all things woolly, and yarny, and spinning, and needlepoint. Sometimes.
Oh, did you see the almost finished test fit this morning for Whip Wednesday? Oh,
no,
so
I did not. I skimmed things so fast. I will go back and read that properly.
Rude! Rude! People post things in there, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I was at a very exciting part in my book and I had to read it. There was fight scenes going on, reading The Witcher. Jeez.
Oh, Lord. Okay. When aren't there fight scenes going on in the...
Well, there was a lot of talking leading up to the fight scenes, so frequently, so far.
There's also going to be adult scenes.
There's been one of those, too.
Yep, that happens. Guys, we super understand budgets are a real life thing. If you can't financially support us, watching, liking videos, subscribing here on YouTube, and following us on social media platforms is a great way to keep up with us and show us what you're working. We try to be as fair as we can with where we spread the love, at least I am. Diana is a professional lurker. Please poke her. She will reply.
Maybe.
I gotta get her out of that mode.
Otherwise, there's no hope. I like my rut.
God.
I'm comfy here.
She's traveling. So she will be in Windham Hague next week. So we are going to be live again next week simply because she's traveling. Again, we're in person. We're in the same province. So we're going to be live once again next Wednesday. And then next Thursday is the solstice cast on. So everybody needs to get their summer solstice projects prepped and ready to go because we'll be doing the live cast on party Thursday at noon, Manitoba time. It's great. She literally flies home Friday and then it's the Patreon the next day.
So we got two in-person live streams and then a not-in-person stream.
The not-in-person live stream, yep. I suspect by Saturday she's going to be very caffeinated. So Patreon members at $5 and up a month are in for a treat of over-caffeinated, over-sugared Diana on Saturday, I suspect.
Also says, if you need Diana, poke her or Jocelyn and we'll drag Diana fighting and screaming into social media.
Yeah, pretty much. No. It's not unusual for Diana to see Diana, love, light of my life. From me, and that's my verbal cue of, oh my god, woman, go do a thing.
No!
I swear, lady, don't make me climb through this camera.
No!
I have your mailing address. I know where you live.
This is true.
It's not a threat. I'd have to get there. I might know where you live, but I can't see house numbers. So you're fine.
Good luck!
Oh, Lord. I think that's it. I think that's all we've got, isn't it? I'm sure I've forgotten things.
So.
I'm sure I've forgotten things.
I have random yarn trivia that I learned about today, if you're interested.
Sure. I love a good piece of trivia. Did you see the posting I put in the mods channel? Anglerfish can grow to?
Yeah.
Frightening.
Also says, I know where you live, but it'll take me a few hours. Okay. Fun fact, the English word clue, C-L-U-E, mm-hmm. was originally spelled clue, C-L-E-W, used to mean a ball of yarn or thread. It took on a sense of a piece of help or gardens because of the myth of Theseus, who is guided out of the labyrinth by
a ball of yarn.
Ariadne's clue.
Ariadne's.
Yes, yeah. I got there eventually.
She gives him a ball of twine to find his way back out of the labyrinth. After he kills Minotaur.
That's apparently where clue comes from. Like, you follow the clues because it was originally you were following the string back out of the maze.
Oh, that's cute! I never knew that.
Apparently.
I like
so it says a medieval facts Twitter feed. So.
That works.
So sayeth the internet. It seems weird enough to be
so
true.
So sayeth the internet. I was listening to Gone Medieval, and they were talking about mythical medieval beasts and correlations and bestiaries and how we give animal human-like tendencies and qualities and aspects that they don't have, that they absolutely do not have, but we give them these things. And one of the hosts was talking about how she absolutely had fuel issues with anglerfish. And then she was like, because do you know how big those things get? And then she didn't tell me, so I had to go look it up. And I was like, excuse me, the what now?
Oh yeah, they're like...
They can get to over 3 feet in length.
Yeah. But just the females. The males are itty bitty.
Massive! In the dark, where all you see is the floating lantern light before they eat you.
That's 3 feet. Hang on. 3 feet. 3 feet. 3 times 12 is 24.
It's a meter stick tall. That's the size of a small human.
No, that's not 24. 36. I can math.
I'm watching you math right now. I'm delighted.
30. Oh, that's even bigger than I thought. That's large.
Big. They're
you don't want to come up on that in the dark.
You do not want to come up on that in the dark. No!
That's
it's
even
bad!
Bigger than I thought. Oh god, that's horrifying. Do they have the long pointy teeth?
No! Just no! No, but I googled it, so now I know. Okay.
You did it to yourself?
I did it to myself. Alright guys, I gotta go pull deer meat out of the freezer so I can make burgers for dinner tonight, and I have to message Mysterious Mr. B, so he knows what he's bringing as accoutrements, since I am making the burgers on the coleslaw and potatoes. So we're going to wrap this up, and I'm going to say I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't forget to knit.
Don't forget to knit.